You are listening to the Culture Coach Podcast. This is the place where CEOs and people-first leaders come to boost productivity, extinguish burnout, and cultivate a vibrant culture that reflects a fully integrated mission, vision, and core values. Get ready to take your culture to the next level. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Welcome back to the Culture Coach Podcast. I am your host, Wendy Brand. For those of you listening for the first time, welcome to the Culture Coach Podcast. I'm so happy that you're here. Thank you to those that have come back and listened for a while now. I appreciate you. I'm so glad you're here. And this episode is going to be focused on purpose. I'm calling it Purpose Drives Performance, which is a phrase that I heard recently, and I was like, it's so simple, but so impactful for me as I'm kind of on this journey to help spread the word about intentional culture. Purpose drives performance for me is like just a 1-2 punch. But so we'll talk more about that. Maybe that you're like, okay, Wendy, that's just three words. Like, what are you talking about? But so as we talk more about this, and I did a LinkedIn post today kind of calling out, you know, what this meant to me. But since we're kind of talking about performance and purpose today, I thought I'd share a little bit more information about me first. So at the heart of it, I'm really a lifelong student of company culture, leadership, and transformation. Those three things are kind of where I have played really since my first job at 16. Really keying in and observing how an organization operates from the people perspective, also from the business perspective as well, but really that company culture, leadership and their role in culture, and then just transformation in general. So from my early years, right after college, it's been almost 30 years now. Right out of college, I was living and working on a cruise ship. So let me say that again. I was living and working on a cruise ship. It was Greek owned. It was for a little over a year before moving to Miami to work in their corporate headquarters. But on that ship were just a multitude of different ethnicities and cultures that made up this unique floating work environment. Flash forward to my days at a fast-paced tech company spanning over a decade and several other experiences in between, to include planning large sporting events, leading a local nonprofit, developing talent strategy for a large growth-focused retail chain. I've always been interested in what makes effective leaders and how organizational cultures are both organically and intentionally formed. So today, I consult with organizations like yours that are inspired to create an environment where they can pursue profit and productivity without putting it at the cost of their people. So I haven't talked a lot about my burnout in a while. If you go back to the early episodes of this podcast, you'll hear a lot about it. But it's a different story for a different day. Gosh, it'll be 2 years in October since I started my own business. And so for the purposes of this conversation, it's important to know that burnout accelerated my departure from corporate America and created the mission that I now aspire to. So the mission of the Culture Coach is to help organizations create thriving workplaces that boost profits and prevent burnout by making culture a strategic priority. So in my goal to reach more organizations with my mission, I've created this free workshop, which I'm going to tell you more about. Maybe you've seen the posts, or maybe you're on my email list. If you're not, you should head over to my website and get on that email list, culturecoachwendy.com, and you'll see a little pop-up and sign up for that newsletter. So in my goal to reach more organizations with my mission, I created a free workshop to share the same framework that I'm using with my consulting clients. So the Culture Check-In Workshop is going to be on Thursday, September 26th. That's just a little over a week away. And I'm so excited to have the opportunity not just to share this content with a larger audience, but also to learn from more organizations and their pain points that they're experiencing when it comes to building an intentional culture. The workshop will be 90 minutes. It'll be on Zoom. It starts at 1 o'clock Eastern. So that's 12 o'clock my time. I'm on Central Time, but 1 o'clock Eastern. When you sign up, you'll get access to a culture quiz, and then we'll talk about the results of the quiz, your personal results of the quiz in the workshop. So let's talk about who the workshop is for. Well, it is for you if you're tired of losing good people, if you're tired of a disengaged and unproductive workforce, and if you know that you need to work on your culture, but you're just not sure where to start. I think a lot of organizations are in that spot where they know it's important, but if it's not the foosball and the keg, what is it? You know, is it just making sure that people get education, that they get a learning experience? Is it more money? Like, what is culture? How do you create a culture? And I'm going to share that with you in this workshop, and it's unique for everybody, but I do believe there are six key things that you can look at to assess where you are in building out that culture. So it's been almost 2 years since I left my corporate career after experiencing extreme burnout. And when I left and started my own consulting practice, I decided that I would make it my mission to help organizations create an environment where employees would not experience what I did through that burnout process. So over the last 2 years, through research and working with my clients, I've created this framework that organizations use to assess their culture and then build a roadmap to create the organizational transformation needed to improve engagement, productivity, profit. So the free workshop is my attempt to reach as many leaders as possible, and I want to get this framework in the hands of those that have the power to make the change in their organization. But it's only for leaders that get it. Do you know what I mean by that? Leaders that understand that purpose drives performance. Leaders that understand that by prioritizing their people, they will see a greater ROI in their business. So here's a couple examples of the types of leaders that may find this workshop beneficial. So if you're a startup founder who wants to be intentional about culture from the get-go, from the jump, like you are a CEO of a startup or a founder, and you want to make sure that culture is a foundational element of your organization from the get-go, this is for you. If you're a CEO of a small to medium business, passionate about your people and ready to operationalize your culture, this workshop is for you. Or if you're an HR leader that is just by default tasked with building a culture, we know that a lot of times leaders look to HR to focus on culture. That's where maybe the employee engagement team is, or if you're a small organization and maybe a one-man show, I'm going to give you the steps needed to create your own roadmap for building the culture that you and the other leaders in the organization aspire to have. And finally, really, it's any leader or even a project manager that's responsible for that employee engagement or, you know, really responsible for creating culture in your organization. And you're looking for this step-by-step plan to create your culture blueprint or roadmap. And then this workshop is for you. And during this free workshop, you'll chart your course. So we'll kind of say, here's where you are. And then here's where you need to be, and let's chart that course. You'll create a personalized roadmap to your ideal culture, a roadmap that you can take back with you into your organization with the first 2 to 3 steps defined for you to put into action right away. If you're curious about the framework that I use, I've already covered this in one of my episodes. It's episode number 62. So if you want a sneak peek of the content, it's really just, it's some of it, right? It's the initial Thrive Culture framework. That's in episode number 62. I'll put the link in the show notes. But if you go into Apple or Spotify, I do have my podcasts organized by number. So in the workshop, we'll go deeper and learn how you can apply this in your own organization. You'll have access to a downloadable worksheet that you can complete and take with you. And I believe, as I mentioned in the beginning and the name of this podcast, I believe that purpose drives performance. And so a clear mission gives meaning and direction to the team's efforts. First, it offers a compelling why. And as we've discussed, knowing your why is so important to connecting to purpose. When you're connected to purpose, it adds value to things that possibly would have felt insignificant. And with an expected outcome in mind, every action you take to achieve that goal is meaningful. So those actions compound over time, increasing the value of your performance. And purposeful action not only drives performance, but it also improves your mood. So separate from the organizations, if we're thinking about the employees for a minute, in order to boost morale, allowing them to tie back purpose, their purpose with the organization's purpose can be critical. In Simon Sinek's 2009 TED Talk, and in his book later in 2011, Start With Why, he introduces the concept of the golden circle. So I'm sure, you know, we all read this book a decade ago, but in the TED Talk, he draws three circles, each one inside of the other, like a target. So in the center, he puts the word why. In the circle outside of the why circle, he labels it how. And then the outermost circle is what. And he goes on to explain that most organizations operate and communicate from the outside in. Their what. They communicate and promote their what, their product, what they're selling. But the successful organizations start with the why, that inner circle, the golden circle. And even to put a personal spin on it, every single person knows what they do. Some know how they do it, but very few know why they do it. So as organizations, it's important to first ask, what is your purpose, your cause, your belief, and why should anyone care? Once you know where you ultimately want to be as an individual, that compelling why drives your performance. Every action becomes meaningful and the value of your performance increases. We communicate from the outside in, but the inspired organizations all think, act, and communicate from the inside out. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. So the goal is to do business with those that believe what you believe. And when it comes to culture, if you can hire people that align with your why, you'll see greater engagement and greater performance. So one of the first things I do when I meet with a new client is to do an audit of their mission, vision, and core values. These three strategic elements are the compass for your organization. They guide your leadership team, your employees, your decision-making, and even connect you with the community, with your clients, with your employees. So in my upcoming workshop next week, I'll be taking you through the high-level umbrella framework, my Thrive Culture, and then we'll dive into an audit of your mission, vision, and values. I am so excited about this workshop. Again, if you want to join me and some of your fellow colleagues really with a people-first mentality, ready to dig in and create an intentional culture, you can go to this link to sign up. It's culturecoachwendy.com/free workshop. That's culturecoachwendy.com/free workshop. I'll obviously put the link in the show notes. And sign up today. I'd love to have you. Once you've signed up, early next week, you'll get a link to take your own personalized culture check-in quiz. You'll get your results, and then we'll talk about them in the free workshop. I'm really excited. I hope you'll join us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, share it with a friend or leave me a review or a comment in Apple Podcasts, and I will see you next week. Thanks for listening.